It is time for another Classic Car Chat brought to you by JDR Seeds. This time around, we have a beautiful car here. It's right out in front of our KLGZ studios this morning, and that's where we're doing the interview. I'm talking to Bob Casey here from Algona. Bob, welcome to our Classic Car Chat.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, now tell us about this car. We're standing right beside it. It's just a beautiful day as we record this interview. Yeah. Tell us what you got here.
I've got a 67 Camaro RS that my wife and I have had about 45 years. We completely rebuilt it from the wheels up, basically. The motor's original, 327 with the 3-speed. It kind of sat in the shed until the kids were grown and the house was remodeled, the kitchen's remodeled. So I said, it's my turn now. So when we go to quite a few car shows with it, basically we did everything ourselves. So the chassis, put disc brakes on it, took the drum brakes off, interiors redone, we did that. So the motor up in Arnold's and Ben worked on it, and from there on we just peddling with it, and then it's what we got today. So
yeah, it seems like, you know, with a classic car, you're never really quite done. You always find like one little more thing you'd like to fix or improve.
The RS got the hideaway headlights. There was so many valves, and it's a vacuum. Of course, good thing with the internet, you found an outfit in Kentucky. Now, this is all electric, and you got the billet front grille on it. So he got a new grill, and everything just
works. Huh?
It works. It works. So the headliner, that came from California. So I do spend a lot of time on the internet, just classic Camaros and classic industries, and it just, they got it out there, but there's a price, so you just got to shop around. So,
and also sometimes it takes a while to find exactly what you're looking for too. I found that with classic cars, sometimes you have to spend a lot of time searching to get just what you want.
And Matt's Stundall here, he's the one that did all the paint work and on it, and he was gracious enough, we just do a little bit for what the pocketbook could do. And so that's why it took so long to build it. It took 12 years to build it. So,
right. And this car is, by the way, this car is in my color. It is just the most beautiful red you could ever find.
I was thinking that red might catch your eye. So. Yeah. And that's the factory red. To me, it looks like international red because that's the tractors we got. But Matt matched the plate in there to that color code, and that's what we come up with. So.
It is a beautiful car. Did you have to redo much of the interior in it? Or?
Yes. There was a story. It was in our Quonset. So the boys would go out and play in the Quonset. And they got done playing, and they shut the door. And I didn't go back and look for a couple months. They locked the cat in there.
Oh, no. Not good.
Not good at all. So basically the interior's all redone. So. But I covered the back seat. The other seats are pro seats. You buy those through Classic Industries, you know, and set them in. So and then we soundproofed everything inside. Transmission I rebuilt, rear end, linkage in there. We put a custom steering wheel in it, so.
Yes, well, it is just absolutely a beautiful, beautiful car. It just stands tall here. Any way you want to look at it is absolutely beautiful. That's one to be proud of there.
Yeah, I'm very proud of it. We enjoy it. My wife, Trish, and I go to a lot of car shows, and just friends you make, the good food, and it's just going to Shriners cruise. It's just fun. It's just fun.
Again, this is a beautiful, bright red. It's got red interior, red exterior. Yeah, you just can't get enough red in my mind, and this one certainly fills that bill.
Yeah.
So thanks for sharing it with us.
Yeah, I sure appreciate it, Al.
So Bob Casey with us with his 67 Camaro. And with that, that is this edition of Val's Classic Car Chat brought to you by JDR Seeds.